Well, the Men's Table is a men's support network initiative that allows for small group meetings and conversations in a safe, confidential space. The network is now opening up in the Central West, and today we are joined by Eric Ballinghasse, who is the regional host for New South Wales. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hello, Brett. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Look, thank you for joining us today and talking to us about what is such a valuable initiative for men in this region, and I'm guessing right across the country. Before we get into what's happening in the Central West, can you give us a bit of a background to the Men's Table? What is it?
Sure. So it's a national nonprofit organization that was founded by a couple of men named Ben Hughes and David Poynton, who had started a table, and I'll tell you more about tables later, about 11 years ago, as a business networking group, which eventually turned out to be a group of men who shared more than just business, talked about the highs and lows of life. And that table, which is now called Men's Table One, has been existing for the past 11 years. About 3-4 years ago, Ben and David were prodded, encouraged, and asked why they didn't do more of these tables for men everywhere. And they thought about it, decided to make it a goal, go for it. And for the past 4 years, after establishing the nonprofit organization called the Men's Table, have been building, as you have said, groups, community groups for men, where they can come together once a month, same place, same time, over dinner, and guided by certain fundamental guidelines or table manners, if I may use that, to have a conversation about life. About 2 weeks ago, we celebrated our 100 tables all around Australia. As of last week, there have been found a count of 117 tables, made up of 8 to 12 men as an average, enjoying this unique experience. And we're all around Australia right now, except for the Northern Territory.
So that's a really nice summary of how Men's Table came together. And I was going to ask you if it's a popular or well-used resource. Clearly it is. What do you think is driving this need for this intimate conversation between men today?
It's the changing needs and changing definition of what being a man is. There's an increased recognition among men and in society that previous definitions of being a man, as in always strong, never vulnerable, not showing emotion, is not really working for many men. And there's an increased openness to connecting with other men on a deeper level, to be more vulnerable and show emotions. But in order to do that, men are looking for a safe space where they can actually do that without any fear of ridicule, judgment, shame, given its relatively new behavior and attitudes, especially for a particular generation and time.
What happens at a men's table? I mean, you've given some indication of people having dining together and having conversations. How does a men's table run? What happens at a men's table gathering?
Actually, very basic and simple. Men come together and talk and share. What is less simple is that in order to achieve that deeper level of conversation and discussion, we need to give men certain guides, tips, experience on how to behave in a way that allows that. So before any man joins a table, we have what we call entrees. We use a lot of kitchen table terms. Yes. So we have an entree or an introduction dinner wherein men who are keen to find out more join a table of men from the community, hosted or managed by some men who are longtime members of the Men's Table, where they get a chance to experience exactly what you're asking. What's a man's table like? And in that entree or introduction dinner, we not only give men a chance to share, and for many men, it's the first time or one of the very few times that they're allowed to share something beyond what we call footy and basic things. And we, at that table, we also share with them the fundamentals or the table manners or the tips and guidelines that have been developed through the years since table one, which have been identified as the elements that allow a table of men to have that shared and deep conversation. And some of those fundamentals are basic, like the concept of a vault or confidentiality, where anything shared in a table is kept within the table. A fundamental of no problem solving or fixing, because as you know, Brett, I'm sure, we automatically come into problem solve rather than just listen. So one of the fundamentals, or again, things that we need to learn, is to just allow the other man to speak and listen with compassion and only help or attempt to solve if the other man who is talking is indeed asking for that. So those are just two examples of the fundamentals or behavior that we try to share with the men who are joining the table at the entree so they get a chance to experience it. And after that, a few days, we ask them if how they felt about it and if they're willing to join the table. And if there are enough men, then a table forms, and they then meet on a regular basis, monthly to be specific.
So clearly an impactful experience, given that you said there's now over 100 tables across Australia. Are there tables coming to the Central West?
Yes, we're trying. We are. That's why specifically I'm talking to you right now, where we have two entrees or introduction dinners scheduled for the beginning of May. And one of them is in Orange. So I'm very grateful and thankful that you reached out to me, because we've been trying to communicate and share this entree on May 8th at the Canobolas Hotel in Orange, so that people in Orange know about it, can share this news, and actually join us for that entree or introduction dinner. We don't have a lot of tables. We've identified this area as a gap. We have men who are calling, asking for it. We have some members from the community, from the LHDs, asking for it. And the entree this May in Double and Orange are our first foray into this area. And depending on the interest level, we hope to build more tables as we move forward.
That's a fabulous initiative, Eric. Look, thank you so much for talking to us about it this afternoon. And look,
thank you for inviting and having me. It's a very good opportunity to talk about the men's table. Thank you very much, Brett.
And I hope we get a nice roll-up for your entree for Orange, which is coming up on May 8th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Hotel Canobolas. How can people reserve a seat at the table, so to speak?
Yes, and it's important that they do, because there are limited seats, and we've already got a number of men, and I think we're over the halfway mark. So the easiest way is to go to our website, themenstable.org. That's easy to remember, themenstable.org, and they look for the section about entrees where they can register. Alternatively, if your listeners have a piece of paper, they can call 1-800-636-782. I'll repeat that, 1-800-636-782. And tell us that they're interested in the Orange entree. And if they get the machine, somebody will definitely call them and help them through the registration process. Yes.
Once again, Eric, thank you so much. Eric, for giving us a background on the men's table and for bringing it into the Central West. And again, I hope that you get a great response, which is a double-edged sword, really. But we hope that people take advantage of the tables that you're building in the Central West, and particularly in Orange, in May.
Yes. And thank you for this opportunity, Brett. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Eric Ballinghasse, who is the regional host for New South Wales for the Men's Table. And once again, if you go to www.themenstable.org, you can get information about the organisation and about the events, particularly the entree event coming up in Orange on Monday, May 8th at the Hotel Konopolis. This is Community Drive on 2MCE FM.